Our guest in the cafe this morning on the telephone line, visiting with us, Herald Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, let's talk first of all about Marshall. This is a bio of Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall coming out new this week. And Thurgood Marshall, a great icon of the civil rights movement.
Right, and eventually a Supreme Court justice. I thought this was going to be really dry. It's a very fascinating courtroom drama where Thurgood Marshall is brought in as this expert attorney, but in this case in Connecticut, he's not allowed to say a single word because the judge, it's probably a matter of race. This is in 1940. And he's, by the way, Thurgood is played by Chadwick Boseman, who has now been Jackie Robinson and James Brown. And in the Marvel comics, he's Black Panther. So he's,
wow.
what
a resume. This focuses on one particular episode in the early life of Thurgood Marshall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he didn't join the Supreme Court until 67. But before that, he was the one who won the case ending segregation as the law of the land in America in before that in the 50s.
Uh-huh.
Quite a person, but this really humanizes him. It's a fascinating good story.
This says one of the reviews says audiences with appetites primed by violent, gory TV crime procedurals might not have patience for the stately and dignified pace of Marshall. So
I don't know. I didn't know if it was stately. I don't use that word. I thoroughly enjoyed. I thought it was riveting. I didn't.
That was, by the way, that was a favorable review.
Oh yeah, I know. They just.
Yeah, the reviews for this are very, very good. But it's not an action movie. Suppose is the point. Yeah, we're talking with Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic. Now another, and I don't know if Blade Runner 2049 either would be considered an action movie, Alice. But
yes, it is.
Okay,
yes,
right.
It's got a lot of action.
All right, very good. Well, and this, of course, stars Harrison Ford, who was in the original back in 1982, and Ryan Gosling. First of all, how does 2049 look?
It looks fabulous. This is one of the few movies that I gave 4 stars to.
Well, when I say 2049, how does the year 2049 look?
Oh, it's not good. We never have a good future. No, we have. It's always dystopian. It's like things just get worse. It's like Blade Runner in 1982 and that version of it. But this is set. It's actually set 30 years after, and things have just got so bad that now Los Angeles just uses San Diego for its dump. That's what it's for. But it's gorgeous looking, and it's and how awful and crowded and terrible it is. It's all full of smog and airborne debris, and Los Angeles is. But it's still kind of gorgeous in a way because it's just so harsh and dark. And they've got all this stuff like holograms and, you know, things like that. But it's a pretty desolate location.
Mm-hmm. What year was the original set in, and when the first Blade Runner came out?
Whatever that, 2019, I guess, yeah.
So it was said that the original Blade Runner was set roughly in the time that we're living in now.
Right.
I see.
So we aren't there yet. Things aren't that bad.
Well, they rarely turn out to be. But this got very, very good reviews, but I understand the box office last weekend was...
They were disappointed. I think it's just too long in between. But it's all to do with replicants. These are biologically engineered androids, and they're trying to get rid of the outdated ones. And you get so you don't know if there's who's human, who's a replicant, as it was in, that's what it was in the first one. But this is just way more so because, and also some big awful event, maybe a nuclear disaster, something big has happened in all these years. And the town of Las Vegas is just gone because of whatever happened.
Ah,
And it's set there, but their Blade Runner is the person whose job it is to go find these these missing replicants, and they say to, what do they do to them? They retire them, which is called killing them.
Now, this is on in Greenville and Sulphur Springs, so.
And it's really worth seeing on the biggest screen possible. It's just a masterwork, just like the original.
Well, Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Alice Reese, Herald-Banner movie critic, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.